of this team to take it day by day, but what's it like for you one night away from the Stanley Cup playoffs actually getting underway?
I can kind of feel the nerves getting going right now. The good butterfly feeling, the excitement, and my energy is peaking, and you know, it's a really fun time. I always say that it's a really fun time, but this, you don't get to experience this every day.
What do you feel has prepared you for this stage now? Obviously a terrific season and some big games at the World Championships a few years ago and big games in college. Can you use all those memories to get ready for the World?
Yeah, I can. Yes, but you know, it's still hockey. Go about my everyday daily routines and you know, don't change much. We're here for a reason and just continue playing the way we are, and now it's the little details, you know, the fine things, and bringing our A game every single night, and that's the difference in playoffs.
Why is it so even keel this season, Gunnar? Have you always been that way? I mean, throughout all of your years between the pipes, or is that something that you've worked on?
Yeah, you know, I had a coach, Joe Clark, back in the day. He really helped me with that. In practice, I was a bit of a snap show, but when I got to the game, I was just calm and relaxed. And I guess that's kind of watching yourself over the years, and just as much practice as we go through, you kind of know what to expect out of yourself. So there's no reason to get frustrated or angry, but in practice, that's when you're fine-tuning things, and that's when the frustration is okay a little bit, because you want to win, and you want to battle, and you want to be better. So I think being able to kind of let it go in practice keeps me calm in the games.
Up to this point, you exceeded your expectations. I know you've always been very confident, but you set a number of different records, both franchise and league records this year.
It's hard to say because I don't ever go into a game expecting to lose or not giving it all, my all to win. And I know it's a big number, but you know, I expect that out of myself, so I would have to say no. I expect to win every single night, and I expect to bring my A-plus game. And all of the work I've done all summer long is, and all the preparation, it's hard for me to see myself failing when I'm giving my A-plus and doing all the work that I'm doing. And you know, it's a hard road, and it's nice that it's paying off.
Connor, tell me about your relationship with Flats, kind of how that's been able to grow to get you to where you are and to this team to where you guys are right now.
We have a great relationship. It started from day one. The second I got here, I was new. I was especially new to the NHL level, and he had so much new material and details and fine-tuning. He worked a lot with me, and I was just a sponge at first, but then I also had a little pushback and the little give and take, and that's what makes us both better, right? I finally gave in, and he said he had his experience, and he really has molded me into a big part of what I am today.
What was the area you had kind of the pushback and the gave in?
It's just their overall game, because you work so hard a certain way, and then now you get to a new level, and maybe it doesn't work for you. Maybe that's the post play, that's the VH compared to the reverse VH. You know, all those little details, he's been through it. He's seen it fail, and he's seen it work. So I got to rely on his experience and continue to learn from him.
When did you first cross paths with Devin Dubnyk?
Oh, that was in the summer.
This past summer?
Yeah, this past summer in Kelowna.
Just at a training or?
Yeah, that's our trainer's out there, and he works with the same guy. And I went out there to kind of get the feel for the trainer and everything they do out there, the gym. And, you know, it's a really good facility and a really good area, and it was nice. Although it was a little smoky this summer, but, yeah, it was still a nice time.
Did you guys chat or interact at all?
Yeah, we went golfing a couple times, and we were working out together, and we were skating together, and he's a great guy. And he was open arms and, you know, took us in like we're a good friend, and he welcomed me, and it was very nice.
Did you ever expect them to now to facing off against each other in the first round, I guess?
You know, I never even thought about it. I guess in the same division, so it kind of makes sense. But no, I never really gave it a second thought. I was just kind of going day by day and doing my work, and then now all of a sudden it's all hitting me.
Adam Francilia, I spoke to him yesterday. He really enjoyed working with you, and he said what makes it special is Wade Flaherty and his, you know, the way he looks at it too. You know, some goalie coaches can be, you know, protective of their goalies, but he said Wade's been unbelievable. How has that been important to you to have everyone on the same page?
Well, absolutely. I think when Flats saw what we were doing, he knew right away this is the next level. This is where the game's going. And and he bought right into it, and he started learning right next to me. And I guess that helps a lot too, because we're learning this together. And then now, not only that, when something seems to falter, he was right there when we were building it up, so we know exactly how to fix it. And he's got the experience on the goalie side, so putting the mechanics with the goalie side of it is the whole package.
Joe Clark said to me yesterday that when you left the camp in Kelowna, that you told him that you wouldn't need to talk to him as much this year because you were feeling a good year coming on. But that's a lot of confidence before the year.
Yeah, I did say that to him. I feel like a couple of times a year I'm always calling him, and he's pumping me up and keeping me even keel. If I'm too high, he brings me down. If I'm too low, he brings me back up. But I could tell that all the work that we were putting in made sense, and it was the right things. And I told him, I was like, we're not going to need to talk very much. So now it's an occasional text here and there, and just to check in.